His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a cloudy and cooler day today, as showers eventually ending, temperature in the lower 70s and falling, clearing and cool tonight, 45 to 50. Wednesday will be sunny and pleasant, near 80. Thursday, sunny, lower 80s. Friday, clouding up with a chance of showers, 70 to 75 degrees. We'll check in with our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, in just a few minutes. Financial help is available for Connecticut renters struggling to pay utility bills and other expenses. Help is on the way for people struggling to pay the electric bills and other rent expenses due to the pandemic. Eversource is partnering with Unite CT to offer utility bill assistance for renters. People who qualify can receive up to $1,500 to help with past due electrical expenses and up to $10,000 for past or future rent expenses. The new program is being funded through a $25 billion federal stimulus package that was passed by Congress for emergency rental and utility assistance. Enrollment in the program has been extended to July 20th. For more information about the available payment programs, click on eversource.com/ and then look for the link or call 800-286-2828. Rebuilding Together is accepting applications in New York for free home repairs. Rebuilding Together, Dutchess County, accepting those applications for residents seeking free home repair and accessibility modifications. The organization is providing repair services to residents at no cost to focus on ensuring that individuals can live independently in a safe, warm, dry, and healthy home, according to their press release. To apply, applicants must be county homeowners who meet income qualifying standards. Seniors, persons living with a disability, military veterans, or parents with school-aged children are encouraged to apply, but all are welcome, Rebuilding Together reported. Applications for the Rebuilding Day program are due on September 30th. To apply or volunteer for more details on the web, visit rtduchess.org or call 845-454-7310. On Friday, June 25th, from 5:30 till 7 p.m., Associate Program Director at Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Natalie Narotsky, will be speaking about sustainability and climate change work at the local levels and ways for young people and community members can engage to consider their role in climate justice work. The event is part of the Sustainable Peaker Series presented by the students-led SBRSD Sustainable Coalition at Mount Everett High School, free and open to the public. The presentation will take place over Zoom. For those who are unable to attend the live event, you can visit Sustainable Coalition website following the presentation, as the recording will be posted by July 2nd. To register and learn more, tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Western Massachusetts residents and officials are weighing in on how to redraw district maps. How the legislature redraws maps during redistricting will shape the way that Berkshire County is represented in government for the next 10 years. Local and elected officials widely agree that all of Berkshire County should be kept in the same congressional district, and they're mostly asking the State House districts change as little as possible. Districts covering Berkshire County will likely need to expand eastward, since the western regions of the state have not gained population as quickly as those in the east. The specifics, however, are going to be determined over the next few months. In a story by Lynn Mellis Worthington in yesterday's Republican American, changes are planned at the Kent Senior Center to reopen under the direction of the Social Services Department. The Board of Selectmen agreed June 8th to assign the role of a Senior Center Director to Social Service Director Leah Polaro and Assistant Debbie Christensen. Previously, those duties were shared by Parks and Recreation and Social Services. Polaro also serves as the town's municipal agent for the elderly. The Housatonic River Commission looks for the federal designation of wild and scenic. Members of that commission are seeking support to change the path to wild and scenic designation of the river from state to federal approval. Three area towns, Cornwall, Salisbury, and Sharon, have agreed to the change so far. The commission has been pursuing the designation of the Housatonic River from the Connecticut-Massachusetts border at North Canaan to Boardsman Ridge in New Milford. That is a stretch of 41 miles. They've been after this designation for many years. Well, the voting is underway today for the immediate Republican primary, as candidates are running for all the positions that are on the ballot. We have incumbents and we have new candidates also running for office, and a new party which was formed, Militant Strong, also running a full line of candidates today. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 5:30 this evening. In Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Education happens at 7 o'clock at Lee H. Kellogg. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting tonight. That is at 7:30. Now, coming up tomorrow, the Board of Finance in Kent has a special meeting. That is at 6 p.m. In Sheffield, there is a meeting of the Planning Board. That is happening on Wednesday. That is at 7 p.m. Pine Plains has a special meeting of the Planning Board coming up on Wednesday at 7:30. On Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a Personnel Subcommittee meeting at 10 a.m. on Zoom. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post in North Canaan. Food, cars, motorcycle, and fun. That'll be held Thursday evening from 6 until 9 p.m. The band that'll be playing is Stash, It's Rain or Shine. The Ancrum Opera House has free virtual summer play lab events that run through June 25th. More information and reservations at ancrumoperahouse.org. Mary Ann Palermo, the First Take Band, will perform free shows every Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverhouse Performance Space located at 331 Route 183 in Housatonic, Massachusetts. Bring your own lawn chairs and dine out while enjoying a variety of music overlooking the Housatonic River. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk, Connecticut, with the advent of a summer-long series of events on the Village Green coming up this Friday. Lawn games on the green with the Boutel School PTO at 6 p.m. Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill this coming weekend, the 26th and 27th. Visitors are welcome to see ham radios in action and operate one under club supervision. It'll be held on Depot Hill Road in Amenia, New York at 80 Depot Hill Road. Operations begin Saturday afternoon at 2 and continue through the night until Sunday at noon. Follow the amateur radio Field Day signs. For more information, 860-435-0051. A benefit concert with works by Bach will be held by the Berkshire Bach Society on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Great Barrington. For more information, berkshirebach.org/events. Coming up on Sunday in Hillsdale, New York, a concert in the park and an afternoon of American popular song with the HBH Band, Heth, Jay Bradley, and Wanda Houston. The concert made possible with funds from the Decentralization Program. That is a regular program of the New York State Council of Arts with support of the governor and the New York State Legislature, admitted by the Columbia County and Greene County Council of the Arts and the Crate Council for Resources to Enrich the Arts, Technology, and Education. This takes place at the park beginning at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street, Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,876.97, the NASDAQ at 14,141.48, and the S&P 500 at 4224.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.